Ecclesiastes 5 says, "Guard your steps when you go to the house of God. Go near to listen rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools who do not know that they do wrong. Do not be quick with your mouth. Do not be hasty in your heart to utter anything before God. God is in heaven and you are on earth, so let your words be few. As a dream comes when there are many cares, so the speech of a fool when there are many words. When you make a vow to God, do not delay in fulfilling it. He has no pleasure in fools. Fulfill your vow. It is better not to vow than to make a vow and not fulfill it. Do not let your mouth lead you into sin, and do not protest to the temple messenger, 'My vow was a mistake.' Why should God be angry at what you say and destroy the work of your hands? Much dreaming and many words are meaningless. Therefore, stand in awe of God." And what I believe that God is speaking is that when we come before God and we sing songs to Him, we have to know what we're singing. And we have to believe what we're singing. Because if we sing them, it's meaningless. It is meaningless to God. If we sing songs and they mean nothing to us, they mean nothing to God when you sing them. So every word you sing, take care and think about it. We're just going to keep singing this, and I want you to just meditate on God right now, to begin thinking about the words that you're singing.
Thank you. to eternity.
God, to show us how to love the way that you love. God, those aren't empty words, Lord. God, and sometimes it's painful to love the way that you love, God, because you loved even in the midst of your rejection. Even in the midst of pain, God, you continued to pour out your love. God, and if we can only know even a little bit of what it means to love the way that you love, God. God, we would change the world. With that kind of love, we could change the world, God.
Dark and formless world, your light was born. You spread out your arms over empty hearts. Said, let there be light to a dark and hopeless world, your Son is born. Saw that it was good. You sent your only Son, for you are good. What a wonderful Maker. What a wonderful Savior. How majestic your whisper. Yeah. majestic your whispers. How humble your love, with a strength like no other, and the heart of a father. How majestic your whispers.
Christ, who is holy, who was, and who is, and
come to fall down, to seek only your face, laying down my crown, and I've come to worship, and I've come to fall.
Thanks for giving us your Spirit. God, we thank you for your grace and your mercy. God, we thank you. God, we thank you for your unending love, for your your sovereignty, your redemption. God, we thank you. God, I just thank you. I thank you for worship, to be able to worship you. God, I thank you for GM, for Abbott Loop, to be able to come to a place like this and give praise and adoration to the King of Kings. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Amen. I was reading 2 Samuel today, and I was looking at that, and I was thinking about the tithes and offering. I was reading this verse, and it's 2 Samuel 23:13-17. And I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm just going to kind of summarize it, what was going on. And it was David and his mighty men, and it was three of his mighty men. And David said he was thirsty, and he needed just a cup of water. And so his mighty men charged into the Philistine camp. And they took water, and they charged right back out. No one touching them, and no one hurting them. And I was reading this, and I was thinking about it, and I was looking at what they did, and then they went in risking their lives, their flesh, their being, of getting killed, their temporal being, something that doesn't last, their soul lasts, but not the flesh. And they risked that for the king, and they risked it for something eternal. They gave up something temporal for something eternal. And they didn't die, but they risked it. They took a risk. And when they came back, King David, he grabbed it and he said, I can't even drink this water because three men risked their lives for it. I'm not even worthy to drink it. So he pours it out as an offering to God. And I was thinking, if he would have drank it, he would have been thirsty again later. He had to get more water, and it would have kept going, going, going. And I was thinking about that. And when you give to God, and when you give to the kingdom of God, it's something eternal. It's not like giving to a charity where you give some and then they run out and they need some more, and then you give some and they run out and they need some more. It's not like that. But it's given, when you give it, it goes into the kingdom of God, and it goes towards the kingdom of God, and it goes towards the kingdom of heaven, and it doesn't end. And it keeps going, it keeps producing, and fruit keeps coming from it. And so I was thinking about that. And sometimes when we give our tithes and offerings, our money is probably our most prized possession, but we're giving something that is temporal for something eternal. And I'm not saying, we need to give because of this or that. No, I'm telling you what we're giving to. We're giving to something that won't end. We're giving something that can't end, something that will never end. And so today, could we be like those mighty men? And instead of thinking, well, I'm going to give something and I'll have to give later, and it's just going to nothing. Could we be like those mighty men and march in to the Philistine camp and get something and give it to God as an offering? Something that won't end, something that will keep going and going and going. Can we do that? Amen. Father God, I pray as we come and give our tithes and offerings, God, I pray that it would produce, God, it would produce tenfold, God. It would keep going and going. As we come and give humbly, God, as we come and give with a cheerful heart, it would continue to produce great fruit in your kingdom, for your kingdom, God, for your people, God. I pray that as we come and give, you would bless this offering, God. You would bless tonight in the worship, God. And we would continue to praise you and give you the glory forever and ever. Amen. So come and give.
rest right now. Just no words. We're just going to keep playing. Just meditate on the Lord right now. Prevails and helps me to do your will, God, not my will. And that's why I can say that there is no one else but you. And that's why I can say that all my delight is in you, that all my hope and all of my strength. Even my greatest strength does not compare. So as you call out my name tonight, as you call out each of our names tonight, God, we will not hesitate. God, our love will not hesitate. There will be no more delay. There will be no more unfulfilled vows. God, there's no more empty words. God, and when I come before you and I have nothing to say, God, when my words are few, I'm going to sit and listen for your voice. God, I'm just going to listen. I'm going to wait for you. And I just believe that right now, that is exactly what he is calling us to do. So let's not delay. Let's just spend a few moments listening to God. Let your words be few right now. Just listen.
Just wanted to add a quick word to that. I believe there's a few of you, maybe a lot of you here. Maybe you've been here a couple times. Maybe you've been searching God out. Maybe you're a little curious of what God is, or is this all there is to God? I believe the Lord's just really wanting to speak to those people and say, if you'll just give me your heart tonight, if you'll just give me a chance, if you'll just give me 2 minutes right now and just listen to me, that he'll speak to you. And he wants to come and he wants to meet you right where you're at. And he wants to show you how much more there is inside of his heart, and how much love he has for you, how much purpose and destiny he wants to release over you. And so if you're here and or you've been here a couple times and you're just questioning that, I would challenge you. Test the Lord in this. See if he is not good, if he will not just change your life, and just see what he's speaking to you. Can you speak to me?
God, let your glory come to this place. As I had my eyes closed, God gave me a vision, and he showed me the sun rising. And he told me that as his glory rises and just breaks over the horizon as the sun shines, it will reach to all corners of the earth, north, south, east, and west. It will cover the earth. Nothing will be hidden from the glory of the Lord. It will descend on every person whose heart is willing, whose heart is open, who has their hands raised in just complete awe and surrender. Let the glory of the Lord will fall in this place, will fall into our hearts. We cannot escape his glory. So God, I just thank you. I just thank you, God. Our hearts are open to receive. Our hearts are open to you, God, just to receive what you have for us. God, we stand in awe of your glory. There is none like it. God, your name be praised forever and ever. Amen.
Speaking, I just want to encourage you, if you feel like God is putting something on your heart to share, as these other folks have shared, I just want to open the mic for you guys to come and just share what the Lord is speaking to you.
Them.
what everybody else has been saying, but I was just up there all alone and kind of just asking God, why are we all here, God? Is it just to worship you, or is there something else? And he's saying there's more. He wants us to worship him with all that we are, but there's more, and we need it. We need all that he is, everything that he has. We want it. And right now we are asking for it, God. We are before you on our knees, God. We are forsaking everything that we want, Lord. We are trading our lives for you because you are greater, you are bigger, you are more than we can imagine, God. And we are asking for all of it right now, God, that you would just place your cloud over us, Lord God, that you would be like a river in this place, Lord God, that we would be swept up to it, Lord God. We are up to our waist, Lord God, and we are lost in you, God, in your greatness, Lord Jesus, and all that you are. Lord, we just want you. We don't want something that looks like you. We don't want something that sounds like you or that feels like you, God. We want you, real and raw, all that you are, God. Come into our hearts, Lord. Change us. God, help us to see what you are, Lord Jesus, who you really are, and what you want us to do with that, God, that we wouldn't just hold it inside, Lord, but we would give it out in every way, Lord Jesus, at every circumstance, Lord Jesus, every way that you show us, every opportunity, Lord God, that we'd be taking hold of that and laying claim in your name. Jesus, we proclaim your name over this city, Lord God, over this state, over this nation. Lord God, we even have faith to see this world turn to you, Lord God, that we would turn from our wicked, evil ways, Lord Jesus, and we would come into line with who you are. God, that we would be able to see true love, that we would know it for the first time. God, that each and every person here would experience you in a real way, God, that they would know beyond any shadow of any doubt that you are here tonight, Lord God, and that you do have more for us, for every one of us, and we thank you for that in Jesus' name.
God, we thank you that you are everlasting. God, that you are eternal. God, that you are not held in a box. God, nothing can contain you. And you choose to be with us. God, we thank you that you choose to be with us. Thank you that you speak to us. That you've came to us and that you continue to come to us. God, we thank you for your word that is enduring and everlasting. God, we thank you for your word that has been spoken to us through the scriptures and also through individuals' hearts, God, that you speak to us. We want to build our life on the word, God, because we know it's eternal. We want to build our life off what you say. But tonight, Lord, we just thank you. We receive you. We're grateful for what you are doing and what you want to do. We don't want to hinder you. We don't want to get in your way. We believe that you're a spirit and that you desire to move in ways that you desire to move. And we don't know all the things you desire to do. But we do know you desire to move. You desire to know us. You desire to speak to us. So God, we ask you to speak to us now. God, we bless you. God, we ask your anointing would be on the rest of the service tonight, God, as we hear from your word, Lord, that you would encourage us and strengthen us.
you would edify us tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Amen.